Walker County commissioners are learning the county courthouse has serious environmental concerns. An account manager with Gordian told commissioners last night that a recent walkthrough uncovered multiple hazards inside the building. Kayla Johnson with Gordian says mold, asbestos, and lead-based paint were found throughout the courthouse. She also says roof problems have allowed water to leak into the facility. Johnson told commissioners the courthouse needs immediate attention. Commissioners have approved more than $168,000 for Gordian to begin remediation work. Rock City officials appeared before Walker County commissioners last night seeking approval for a gondola ride on Lookout Mountain. The proposed gondola would transport visitors from the base to the top, aiming to reduce traffic and improve safety on the mountain roads. Some residents spoke out against the project, citing concerns over traffic, pedestrian safety, and neighborhood impact. Commissioners voted to move forward with the project, with conditions limiting commercial development near residential areas. If approved through all reviews, construction could begin as early as January 2027. Somerville police are warning residents about a fake check scam that's making the rounds. Officers say a local man received an email offering a product tester job, claiming to be linked to Nike. It came with a check and instructions to deposit it. Police say the check raised immediate red flags. It was already signed and listed bank information the man never shared. He didn't deposit the check and reported it. Police remind everyone, don't deposit checks from strangers and report any suspicious offers. We've got more news coming up. The field is now set for the Georgia State Senate District 53 special election. Four candidates have qualified for the March 10th vote. Three Republicans are in the race: Blake Ellsbury, Denise Pierce Burns, and Lanny Thomas. They'll be running against Democrat John Bentley Zibluck. Because this is a special election, everyone appears on the same ballot. If no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, a runoff will be held April 7th. The seat opened after former Senator Colton Moore stepped down to run for Congress. Lafayette basketball is on the road tonight. They'll face Adairsville. We'll have the action for you here on Georgia 93.7. Chris Barnett will have the call. Tip-off of the girls' game is set for 7 with a boys' game to follow. Details on these stories and lots more on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.